celebrate and rejoice! The Midweek Drive team is back after a whole 7 days with the best in chat, guests and audio delights on Siren 107.3 FM.
That's what I like, a little bit of understatement in the last show of the year, in fact. Yes, 2010's last Midweek Drive on Wednesday, because next week, as we mentioned, we'll have a Michelle Monroe special. But if you're going to be saying to yourself, yes, but we want a real special package for this, you're going to say, OK, we're going to put together an ace team. We may not have Julie Corden, we may not have Joy Knight, who apparently is actually doing flu duty. Yeah, that's right, flu duty. We may not even have Kathleen Drury, or indeed Georgia Brown. Might not be actually here for the full 2 hours, but you can bet your bottom dollar that we have got Fiona Hardingham. Are you there, Fiona?
I am indeed, and I'm a little bit snivelly, so maybe it's my turn.
No, you cannot be snivelly after the kind of donkey kind of package we had. Exactly. We say to the world from the Midweek Drive team, a happy Christmas
indeed
to you.
Yeah. It was quite an event we went to, wasn't it, Alex?
I have to use the word almost life-changing. In fact, three words there. You know, almost life-changing, even if you have a hyphen in between. Quite astounding,
yes.
Really.
It was, you certainly can't underestimate the love that people have for donkeys. It was quite remarkable.
It was phenomenal. And I have to
say,
the only thing that I came away, and as we know, we departed because clearly we had our good friends Graham Harper and Bernadette Harper with us as well. It was your official location broadcast debut from the Fiona Hardingham perspective, obviously, Fee. But I just came away thinking, yeah, but I was all prepared for pinning the tail on a donkey. Did they have it?
No, they didn't. No, no, yeah, they missed the trick there.
I had the blindfold. I had the pins.
We were at the ready. There was lots of... We could have done a donkey ride.
Yep,
but they missed that.
We scratched each other's backs. Well, that's
okay. We actually were taught how to become a donkey.
Yeah, like a donkey.
It was amazing. The thing, like, the ears and everything. The gentleman, George, I think his name was, the poet. Remarkable, bubbly man. Brilliant.
You've coined it there, Fee. Remarkable. Quite simply, remarkable. In the past, I know the Bangles actually walked like an Egyptian. Now, I feel we can think like a donkey. You know,
we can.
If they're thinking...
I might start channeling other animals
in
my comedy.
If they're thinking at all of getting together the Susanna Hoffs and company and actually doing a 21st century Bangles reunion package, then perhaps thinking like a donkey could be their ultimate comeback scenario. Maybe we should work
that
on
it. That is the key to 2011 number one. Right there.
If people are wondering, well, this sounds all very good, but how can we actually savour these delights? How can we savour the delights of the donkey event that was there? You know, there are stations who'll quite happily talk about the whole thing. We at Siren 107.3 FM and Southside, we like to actually bring you there, and you can go directly to the Midweek Drive homepage on sirenonline.co.uk, click on the podcast package, and there not only will you have donkey heaven with the fabulous work of the Safe Haven for Donkeys team, obviously featured in full force, but you also have the quite simply amazing work of the Lithuanian Christina from, of course, the Tower Hotel. Yes, I mean...
The Tower Hotel, originally the Thistle Hotel, I think it was, has an amazing amount of rooms, 801. I think we saw about 504.
Lots of amazing views. Lots
and lots of amazing Bridge, and she was remarkable. What service?
Again, remarkably
remarkable. Clearly, this was an event that has stayed in my mind and shall do for the rest of time.
That was part and parcel of the whole thing. 801 rooms, and she wanted to show us every single one.
But except for the one, because she wouldn't tell us. We said, why 801? Why not just 800? She said that there's a secret, didn't she?
There is indeed a secret.
So,
if anyone
knows the secret, answers on a postcard, maybe.
Well, I think even more than that, why not just call in 01522 837 337. That's 01522 837 337. Or indeed, email studio@sirenonline.co.uk. That'd be quite sufficient, really, from our point of view.
Fantastic.
I was pleased to see that we did a bit of post-editing, because I realised halfway through listening back to the pieces we'd recorded, I kept referring to Christina as, of course, a Latvian. She's not a Latvian at all, she's Lithuanian. It's crucial distinction there. We could have set up all sorts of civil war. I thought I'd best actually edit that out, really. Just goes to show.
But you were getting in the spirit of things, Christmas and all.
It was true, you know, Latvia, Lithuania, Llandudno, it's all the same, really.
Lapland, you know. It's all the same.
clearly.
We can't say that. Are we on
air? It's 5 o'clock. In fact, it's 7 minutes past five. And if you're driving home, well, just be careful, be safe, and enjoy the whole thing. So coming up, we're going live to New York to actually find out some of Peter Franklin's magical things there. But Fiona, are you spending Christmas for once this side of the Atlantic?
I am. For the past 2 years, I've been in LA. So this year, I've got my woolly socks on, my woolly hat, and I'm actually doing some last-minute shopping as we speak. So, yes, I'm going to be in the UK with my family, so I'm very much looking forward to it, and I'm going to get royally stuffed.
Quite amazing, able to multitask. Yeah, and I think we can appreciate that and just go for the whole thing. That's the important setup.
Doesn't sound very LA, but, you know, we're back in Blighty, so why not?
Well, you know, we will be going over to Los Angeles to wrap up the show, hopefully by speaking to Marty Ingalls, who will be giving us his own unique view. We also have Florida's correspondent Mike Dooley, our inspirational writer and philosopher, who's online with us as well. And Michelle Munro, of course, prior to that, will be focusing on the whole thing. Plus, of course, Sarah Chase will be chatting about her usual annual festive treats and so on. Do you have a Christmas message, Fee, that you'd like to share with initially the Siren 107.3 FM Midweek Drive listener and through that perhaps the world?
Oh, I just want to say, just give a lot of love this year. I think we all need a lot of love and big hugs. That's my little motto. I think you'd most probably find it in most Christmas cards, but I thought I'd spread it out there to reach the masses.
That's very important and very heartfelt, really, from that point of view. A whole lot of
love. I'm trying to give you like a big squeeze over the phone. Because I do think hugs are amazing. So that's really my message.
Hug everyone, even strangers. In fact, dare we say it, a hug is a bit like an emotional Heimlich manoeuvre. You know, it takes all of that material that you might be just choking on, all of the anxiety, all the tension, all of the stress, and it just whoops it out of the whole thing.
It does,
that's the key thing.
A good glass of red wine.
Well, exactly. Obviously, we wouldn't advise taking the red wine or indeed the hugging if you are actually in charge of a vehicle, because these are crucial points that you need to be aware of.
Yes, it's all about timing.
Absolutely.
With these things, like the advice I'm giving you, it's all timing.
Like comedy.
Indeed.
Hugs for Christmas. What's happening with FionaHardingham.com in 2011? Any thoughts, anything you can tease ahead to it yet, Fee, in terms of... clearly, we can already break the news. I'm going to break the news here that Fiona will hopefully, all being well, the contracts are being sealed as we speak, become our official regular correspondent from Los Angeles, which means we'll have, hopefully, Fiona Hardingham at least once a fortnight sharing with the world her thoughts and views on the whole thing. So that's quite exciting, isn't it?
That is very exciting, and I'm very much looking forward to that. So thank you, Alex. And other than that, which could take up a lot of my time, just researching LA and enjoying myself, I will be also writing and developing comedy with Kim Fuller, hopefully, from 19 Entertainment. We've been mucking around with some ideas, and also working with the lovely Violet Matheson from the Fee and Fi show, and just generally pushing myself as an actress and an artist in the States.
It's going to be great.
I'm really looking forward to 2011, to be honest.
I've got to ask you that classic journalistic question you might like to put to Mr. Fuller. 19. Shouldn't that be 19? Or is it just one short of 20? I don't know. It's a difficult thing, but perhaps we need to find out. You could be on the case for us, Fee.
I will. I'll find out. By 2012, I'll have your answer.
There we are. You see, just relax in the whole thing. Remember, 2011, we go to heaven. There we are.
Exactly.
See where it's at. Obviously not literally. We might go there. We might already be there. It's all very positive.
Who knows?
From that point of view.
Exactly. Oh, well, indeed.
And so on. So describe the scene at present, because we heard in the news that there was a possibility, emphasise a slight possibility, that London could have a white Christmas. What's the weather like now?
At the current state of the streets, snow has disappeared, I'm afraid, central London. So if you were hoping for a white Christmas in central London, I'm not too sure now. And to be honest, I'm quite grateful. I just don't have the shoes for Alex.
Well, it has to be said, this was the girl who proved that she's got the right stuff to become a Midweek Drive co-presenter, because she wasn't going to be stopped by the fact there was virtually no transport from East Dulwich to Tower Bridge. No, that was an irrelevant. She was on her way. We got text messages saying, I'm on my way, I'm keeping going, and indeed
she... I'm going through these blizzards in
precisely.
My sandals. I will get there.
Exactly.
I look up quite
crook. Exactly. I tell you, the whole Hardingham family would have been saying, rejoice, rejoice, Fiona has made it.
It was, and it was a wonderful day. So thank you for including me.
Good.
And I wish everyone a very, very Merry Christmas.
Yep, that just sums up the whole thing so perfectly. I can only say St. Etienne up next with I Was Born on Christmas Day. Fiona, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us here on
with
the
you,
Middle
Alex?
Drive today?
As always, yes, it's been remarkable.
Quite literally, quite literally, indeed.
Quite literally remarkable, yes.
So can we look forward to another remarkable harasho, in fact. Very good. Ochin harasho. Let's use some very good routines, which obviously we appreciate if you're a Latvian or Lithuanian. You might sort of think, well, I don't know where we're going here at all. I still think it would have been interesting if she had actually developed the whole thing in a bikini, but that's by the by.
We tried, but yeah, exactly. But clearly she hadn't packed it that day.
That's very true. I've just actually had a look at the Siren 107.3 FM 2011 calendar available. You may like to know for the remarkably low price of $4.99, all proceeds going to a local fantastic charity that's based in Lincolnshire, in the East Midlands. And the Bond shots are not bad, but they're lacking a certain Fiona Hardingham-ness. We need to obviously work you in on that at another routine. Joy Knight is clearly there in full force as Miss Moneypenny. We have Natalie Smith,
fantastic,
who sadly was marooned last week in terms of being able to get to London, and that's by the by. She was marooned. I'm not sure whether she was marooned in Lincoln or whether she was actually marooned in parts of Surrey, but nevertheless, she was certainly marooned. Which is,
she was marooned.
Exactly. It could have been overindulging on the biscuits. On the biscuits, on something from that point of view, etc. But it's focused on that. And of course, Sarah Bullimore, who I believe is just about to bravely set out for Newark. So there we are. But so the Siren FM calendar is out and available now, just quite literally in time for 2011. In character, I think, Fiona, you can choose whichever character you want here. You can go to Fiona Hardingham, a kind of sort of wonderful Courtney-less in Los Angeles. You can do the Russians or whatever. I'd like you to introduce St. Etienne with I Was Born on Christmas Day. Over to you, Fiona.
Oh, St. Etienne, I think we want to play song St. Etienne on Christmas Day. Oh, thank you, enjoy.